This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, this conversation is inspired by a viral video. Could you be with someone who doesn't share the same values? Politics, all sticky situation. Religion. Morals. Love is Blind is the TV show where this clip is from, and it's gone viral. Now, I have not watched this season. Heather, you have.
Oh, yes.
So you can help fill in all the blanks.
Okay.
But the two people involved in this are Sarah and Ben.
Yes.
They meet in pods.
Yes.
So, first of all, give me the premise of the show again, because it's not one that I watch.
Love is Blind is love blind. So they date people without actually seeing them.
They just have conversations behind a wall?
Yes. And then if they think the relationship is progressing far enough, they actually, the man actually proposes. And that's when they first then see each other for the first time. And then the experiment continues on where they then live together. They're placed in like an apartment complex together. And then they decide at the altar on their wedding day if they're going to get married or not.
I do or don't.
Yes.
Okay. So do they have... Okay, without being... Okay, this is a superficial show, so let's be superficial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do they have plants where there are like legitimately ugly people?
No, everyone on the show... You might not be attracted to them, but I don't... No, everyone is attractive on the show.
Okay.
We need a control group is what you're saying,
yes,
John.
Yes, yes.
I think, yes, there's people on there that I wouldn't be attracted to, but they're not...
Ugly people.
Unattractive people.
Okay, right. Yeah. So you end up meeting... You head towards the wedding. You get to the altar. She says no.
No.
Then she explained why. So they had some clear differences.
They had a lot of differences. And they knew about the differences, I think, in the pods. But they had a lot of things that they connected on as well.
Okay.
But clearly,
this was still
too many differences for her to move forward. Now, he was pretty... I didn't like them in general.
Either of them.
Well, he never had good responses. Like, she did ask him. At first, I liked her because I was like, okay, great. Ask him some questions that you want to know his opinions about.
And he was kind of like,
I don't know. And the whole show, he's kind of like, I'll support you. I'm good with it. But he never had, like, deep convictions towards anything. And I think that was his downfall. Like, find something you believe in.
And stick to it.
And he just was kind of like, I like... Yeah.
So maybe that was more of the issue. Not that his opinion was different. It's just that he didn't have an opinion.
Or he was
playing dumb and he had a different opinion but didn't want to.
Everything.
Yeah.
Not even on the social issues that she was concerned about. She'd ask him about an ex-girlfriend because it popped up on TikTok, and he was like, I don't remember. That was his excuse for a lot of things. I don't remember.
So he's kind of an empty head of
a
person.
What do you mean you don't remember?
Okay. Yeah.
Come on. But anyway, it really came down to her for these social issues they didn't connect on.
It sparked this debate on social media and online about, and I know specifically we're in a more politically charged time than ever before. Like, is this a good reason? I think there are some people who are married right now to someone who has a different political opinion than them, but I think that's less and less common today than it was 20 and 30 years ago.
I don't necessarily know that that's true. I think we get jaded in what we see from news media on both sides. From social media, we see the extremes and we see the reaction to the extremes. And we're kind of programmed to have a visceral reaction, whether it's politics, religion, sexual identity. Mm-hmm. I think all of those things, like there is a programming that we have gone through. I also think that you got to give people more credit because I think there's more people, I think Doug has used this analogy, and I use this analogy with Doug because we've talked about it before in crosstalk. We are opposites and we're still really good friends.
Yeah.
So I think the same can translate to a relationship that is a marriage or a significant other where you may be on different sides of the aisle. Maybe you have different views of religion, but you can respect what your partner, their views, and they can respect yours. They can be different and you could still have a relationship, but it comes down to how much you're willing to talk, how much you're willing to accept the differences of somebody else that you deeply care for.
So like I have friends who don't vote the same way I do or have the same religious beliefs that I do. And I don't think anything of it. Family, the same thing. We all don't think the same. I think that's normal and healthy. And you should have people in your circle that think differently than you. I wouldn't cast someone out of a friend group for that reason or ostracize family for that reason. But I think when it comes to a life partner, I do want to be on the same page with some of those core fundamental issues. I get why she did it. Whether you vote the same way as she does or the opposite, I get why that's a sticking point for her.
Oh, sure. If that's something that you deem as important as you have to be able to, you have to agree with me, then, I mean, yeah, if you want to marry somebody that's just yes, 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 then sure.
I totally agree. I think that it would be important for me. Colin and I have a lot of things that we don't agree on. But the core values are typically the same. And I think that would be important for me in a relationship as well. But I do think two people that have different beliefs can be together. Mm-hmm. Relationships are about compromise, right? Like there's a lot that can be different. But ultimately, I think nowadays, that's something people are talking about.
Oh, I think it comes
like,
up on early dates.
Dating apps.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if this is how you voted, I don't even want to go on a date with you.
People are
putting that out there right away. Like they're not even going on a date with somebody based on that.
What's the saying? Like the things you don't bring up on like mixed company are like religion and
politics. And religion.
Yeah, yes.
And now I feel like on dating apps and screening processes in the first date, second date is ironing that stuff out. Who'd you vote for? Are we politically aligned? You have extreme, sides of this. And if you are on the opposite, I could see someone saying, I don't want to see if this progresses any further. Where are you at, though? And by the way, we were having this conversation off air yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Evan Jenkins, he goes, I'll put it a lighter note. He's a Spartan. He goes, I wouldn't marry a Wolverine. He goes, I just couldn't imagine seeing all their stuff. And because that,
the great divide, right? There are a lot of split households in that aspect. I don't have as much disdain that I have for Buckeyes. I don't have, that's not going to be a pooper get off the pot issue.
I think that let's say his wife, because he is happily married,
yes.
Right? If he met her and she was a Michigan fan.
He'd overlook it?
Yes, there are things I think you're willing to compromise on or overlook because you love that person.
Sometimes that does become a matter of hotness.
Okay, fine.
As you so often remind us.
How hot is she?
248-539-9797.
How good is she?
All right, John. The conversation.
You're willing to put up with more.
We'll get some phone calls in the mix. This topic is inspired, admittedly, from trash reality TV.
Which you've never seen.
I know of Love is Blind. Yeah. It's not one that Kelsey watches, so I don't even get dragged into much of it. But I know the concept. They meet in the pods.
Yep.
Then they meet in real life. It's a very fast track to the altar. And at the altar, Sarah, the woman in the clip we played, said, I just wasn't compatible with him on Black Lives Matter and our religious beliefs, and his church was more traditional. And Heather, my understanding is her sister is gay.
Yes.
So there were some clear compatibility issues. And I just wondered, because it was a big conversation on social media, is that a sticking point?
But she chose to get engaged to him, and that was all a conversation she had in the pods with him.
Yeah.
They were well aware of each other's differences.
Sure.
But also, he just, throughout the show, never really showed an interest in any of these social issues. He always said, like, sure, I support you. Like, I'm cool with all of this. But he never had, like, opinions on anything. And she started to get a little over the top because that's all she talked about.
Sure.
Were these social issues. Girl. Okay.
We get it.
Okay, I get it.
And do something about it then. And she did. And I've saw people saying, conservatives saying, bullet dodge for this guy. I've seen liberals saying, good for her for sticking to her guns.
Yeah.
We want to open the conversation up to you guys, because many of you are married to someone who votes differently than you or has a different religious background than you do. But I think more and more, maybe it's to the detriment of society. You could make that case if you'd like. But I think more and more people are saying, no, I want someone compatible with me on the basic level of, hey, I can't be with someone who voted for him or her or that or this when it comes to their life partner. I'm more understanding of, hey, friends are different. But for my life partner, Kelsey and I are on the same page with religion and politics. And I think that's healthier for our relationship.
I think it makes it easier.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. But I also think there are some things, just out of respect for somebody that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, if they have these different opinions, can you love somebody like that? And I think the answer is yes, but how willing are you to work with that individual through these difficult things? And if they are going into it thinking, or you are, I can change this person.
Oh, no, don't do that.
That's where you get into a major issue.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, and that may have been some of the conflict with Ben was his name,
Ben
and Sarah, is that, well, he was kind of an empty vessel. She's like, oh, I can shape him, and then realized, oh, no, we are just not going to be compatible.
And she wasn't the only one on the show that ultimately said they weren't going to get married. There was another woman, wasn't the whole issue, but politics really played into her decision as well. So she wasn't the only one on the show that said no.
Oh, I think this is an absolute trend. I mean, dating apps have you list your choice if you want to. Your religious and voting preferences. And you can pre-screen before you even sit down at a date.
Sure.
So I think one X factor, you said something, Jim, that just things can change too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, just because you and Kelsey have the same religious views right now, it doesn't mean that's going to be the same.
Yeah. Or political views. I mean, there's room to disagree.
Have changed over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the vitriol and hatred and the consume, people get so wrapped into it, consumed. To me, that's a red flag.
It can become people's entire personality. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as far as the sports thing goes, like I couldn't be with a Wolverine fan that if there was a woman version of Rieger and it was a Wolverine fan. I couldn't tolerate that.
Hold on. That might be because it's a woman version of Rieger.
I'm just saying if there was a voice issue. Hardcore Michigan fan that said the stuff that Rieger said, I couldn't live with that. I'd be beside my... whatever.
Tell us what you really think of Jeff Rieger. Let's get to the phones. 248. I know.
I just couldn't marry.
Just don't want to marry him.
Just a woman version.
Same.
Exactly.
I think we're all on the same page. We wouldn't marry Jeff Rieger. No. Would you marry Jeff Rieger? 248. No, we got a bunch of calls on this, and we'll try to have a thoughtful conversation. Craig, you're up first. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
So my cousin, his in-laws are actually divorcing because of political views and of the last election. They have been bickering, apparently from what I've heard, couple years now, and they've been married 35-40 years. And just due to the last election, it was kind of, you know, one is 100% supporting this person, the other one was the other way. They just, you know, headbutted every day, and they just finally said, you know what, let's just go our separate ways.
Wow.
After 35 or 40 years?
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't want to name the person.
No,
but,
we don't need to do that.
Well, just the president that's been running for a while, the one person's been voting for him for a while, and every time it was the other person was the exact opposite.
Right.
Why would you pick this person?
How could you? Whatever.
Yeah. And then it was...
It drove a wedge.
Okay. Yep.
Huh. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I think, yeah. But we've heard stories, right? You've seen people ostracize family over it, right?
Oh yeah.
It's ended friendships. That's where I also think, what is different now than when they got married? They probably had different political views at that time. Maybe not as polarizing as it is now.
Well, and is it more in your face now with social media?
I think that's the big difference. Is it's much more in your face. And again, I don't care if it's one side or the other, but the news has driven this wedge as well.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example. When I was younger, I remember asking my dad after an election, who'd you vote for? Mm-hmm. He said, you don't ask people.
Yes.
He was very private with what he did. Now I feel like everybody kind of sizes up their friends or family and makes
it's so crazy. Yeah. I grew up in a household just like you. I'd go with my parents to vote, but it was never like, you don't talk about it. You go and you vote. I remember one time years ago, I was working at an auto show and a random person came up to me, shook my hand and asked me who I voted for. And I was just like taken aback because I'm like, this is what we're doing now. And now, of course, it's everyone is very vocal. But I grew up. It was just not something that was so talked about.
Texter says Sage Steele and her ex-husband got a divorce because of the 2016 election. So we've seen high profile situations like this. Ticket Texter says, my wife and I have been happily married for 25 years. We've canceled each other out in every single election except the last one, Jody and Romeo. So some people make it work. Let's get to Evan in Plymouth. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to know if John goes on date one with his now wife, and she said, you know what I really hate? I hate tailgating. I hate hunting, and I hate sports. I will not be around for those activities. I will not make snacks for those activities, and we will fight about it every time. What happens next?
So it's interesting. It's not going to be a deal breaker for me because my wife has never been around hunters. She's never been around anybody that's owned a gun. She has never been a fisherman, and she doesn't want to see me fillet fish. She doesn't want to see me gut a deer. She doesn't want to even eat venison. And we are able to make it work. She accepts that about me, and I accept that about her.
That's awesome. I do think that love is not enough for a long-term marriage. You got to have that as a baseline. But if you can't have serious conversations about how you deal with your in-laws and how you deal with money and finances and kids and raising them, you can't have those deeper conversations beyond, hey, I like you and I care about you. It's going to be tough to make it last. And when you get stuff in politics today, like I wouldn't break up with somebody because they had a different view on tax code nature or the logistical administration of healthcare. But I think there's pretty clear kind of statistical evidence that the police have negative interactions with marginalized people pretty consistently, and that's either accidental or on purpose. And either way, do you want the military branch, the civilian military branch of the government, to not have consistently at least neutral interactions with demographic groups? Like, it gets a little more tight when we're talking about, like, blood on the floor.
With social issues, you're saying, Evan. And I would tell you, for him to have no opinion...
I'm not talking about social issues. I'm talking about cash and, like,
well, no, I think
lives.
Yeah, no, but I think these are social issues. I mean, I'm not fighting with you, Evan.
Obviously, you're not getting married.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people, maybe it's just my gut reaction. I don't mean to put stuff on you, but when I hear people say social issues, it feels...
I don't say that to minimize it, Evan. No, I don't say that to minimize it at all. And what I would say is the show took place in Minnesota, Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed. So that's kind of what she was a little more irked about, the woman in the show, is like, how do you have no opinion? Like, we may disagree. Right. It's a nuanced issue. You may be in favor of police reform, you know, but to have no opinion and be kind of an empty head, or worse, to have a controversial opinion
and not voice
and
it.
She's like, I can't be married to that person.
So I get that. If you're just an individual that just can't form an opinion, like, you're just not a very interesting person to begin with.
Not at all. Yeah.
But I do think it becomes more complicated when you have, whether it's religion or politics, different views from your spouse, your significant other, when it comes to raising kids.
Oh, that's another huge one. Do you want kids? How many? How do you want to raise them? Are you raising them Catholic? Are you raising them Jewish? Are you raising them atheist? How are you going to raise your family?
I think that is, I mean, yes.
Schooling, private school, public school.
That might be the one thing that might actually end something quicker than anything else. Do you want kids? Yes. Oh, I never wanted kids.
Bye.
I think that one is a very tough one.
But even Heather and Colin changed on that. Like, I think that's the factor of change in this. I brought it up once. I'll say it again. You just don't know.
We
evolve as...
I agree.
Yes. And in the beginning, Colin, I think, always wanted kids. And I always said no. And it was, okay, there's a lot of other things about you and our relationship that I love. And I'm willing to do that. And then guess what? Down the road, he said, I don't want kids either. And then down the road, we both were like, yeah, you know what? We do want kids. So you do evolve and you change and your opinions change.
I know a lot of people who left the Catholic Church for other churches. It's like, you don't think that's going to happen until you do it, right?
Well, I mean,
those are humongous decisions.
And even on the political vein, this state, Michigan, is kind of a purple state, right? It's voted red. It's voted blue. It's voted red. It's voted blue. That happens with people who vote red one time and blue one time. I mean, people's political opinions may have changed from 76 to 96 to 2016 to 2026. But it does create the situation where if you've been with them and you've seen that evolve, and are you growing apart or are you growing together? And we've seen it where both take place.
Well, that's the part. That's the thing, is that they can diverge also away from one another.
Yeah.
If you're talking about, oh, well, I was married to this person, now he became engrossed in conspiracy theories, and this is causing a strain and a difficulty in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.